It comes out every year to explain the economic footprint that the base leaves on the Pioneer Valley. And each year for the past 2 years, it's gone down a little bit because of the military budgets going down quite a bit. This year it increased.
Increased to by how much?
About $15 million, which was mainly driven by construction going on here on the base. One of the most visible projects is on one of the hangars, one of the oldest buildings on base.
What does the report say the total economic impact is of the base, and how wide an area does this encompass?
The wing's annual report for the economic impact on Western Massachusetts was within a 50-mile radius, Paul, and the economic impact was $212 million.
Now, you say this is primarily due to what? Is it payroll, purchases from local suppliers, that sort of thing?
Yes, it's driven by the base payroll, how many people we have employed here on the base, and then, of course, the construction that's going on the base here.
So the increase from last year to this year was primarily due to construction activity.
Yes, the probably one of the oldest buildings on the base, our base hangar. It's one of five hangars that was put up here in 1939. It's getting an extensive renovation inside of it, and it will benefit our operations community, the folks that fly the jets here.
Will this accommodate more aircraft, or is it merely an upgrade in the existing facility?
Well, it's too small to accommodate a C-5, but it's been converted for the past few years to an office building, really, and for a meeting space as well.
Talk about base employment now. Looking back over the last 5 or 6 years since you've been doing these economic reports, how has employment at the base changed, and how has that impacted the economic impact?
Over the past several years, the employment has fluctuated somewhat due to several reasons. The cutback of the airplanes in 2014, when we went from 16 to 8 C-5s, and then, of course, when we had about 250 people deployed last year, or I should say, well, fiscal year, during 2016, I was one of them that was deployed overseas, and that affected the payroll as well because we weren't here being paid.
You have different classifications of employees there. You've got civilians, you've got full-time military, you've got reservists. Could you break down for me how that's changed over the last few years?
We have had a loss of some civilians here as a result of the budget cuts, and some reserve folks, full-time reservists like myself, which are called Air Reserve Technicians, as well as traditional reservists. And those decreases have been due to the budget cuts across the military and also because of the loss of the jets here, the 8 C-5s that are gone now.
What's the status in that switchover with the C-5s? I know you've lost half of the fleet that used to be based there, but you're also switching over to a new model, correct? But that's not going to impact the actual numbers of the planes that are part of the air wing. I have that right?
That's right. Yeah, the new C-5M is becoming part of our flight line gradually more and more. We have three of them here now, and then we have some loaner C-5Ms from other Air Force units that are keeping our folks trained. And people around the Pioneer Valley can certainly see and hear the difference. The planes are dramatically quieter.
How do you conduct this economic impact study? Where do you draw your data from in order to come up with the economic impact of $212.5 million?
Well, Deborah Heddy's the expert here, and she works in our budget office, the finance office, as a budget analyst. So she goes through all the figures from the units, we have several different Air Force units here, and she just grabs up those figures from the whole fiscal year. The thing that is important to keep in mind here is that she doesn't include all of the impacts from the 28 tenant units we have here. So we have an impressive population here, but it's important to remember that the economic impact of the base does not include the 28 tenant units we have here.
And even without those 28 tenant units, you still have a total number of base employees is in excess of 3,000.
Which is an impressive number, 3,284. Yep,
making you one of the largest single employers in the region.
Indeed, yep, and certainly in Chicopee, and one of the largest in Western Massachusetts, Paul.
Anything else you'd like the public to know about the economic impact of Westover?
Well, we saw an increase that we're excited about. And we're proud to be a part of the Pioneer Valley and to be a key strategic partner with the Department of Defense. As we've gotten smaller with the loss of jets, but we're proud to be here and proud to be a stable employer and economic powerhouse for Western Massachusetts.